This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Mu'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is, Aha Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. Do Jahan Ka Maza Usko Hasil Nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, aap chahe hame ye karam aap ka, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, sahbati ahl dil jisne paayi na ho, sahbati ahl dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi, ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi, to jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi, ab kahun main bas aur kisi ka nahi, ab kahun main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leela nahi koi mahamil nahi, koi leela nahi koi mahamil nahi, keh raha hai akhutan babange tuhul, keh raha hai akhutan babange tuhul, bahar ulfat ka koi bisahil nahi, bahar ulfat ka koi bisahil
تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، جو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilahtadnada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت ٹائٹل بیوٹیفل بیان آف ہی سو بیوٹیفلی اینڈ میک اس انڈرسٹینڈ وائی اللہ ہیز سینڈ اس ہیر دیٹ آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. حضرت ٹیکس اے ڈیپ سائی اینڈ یو کین انڈرسٹینڈ دا لو دیٹ حضرت از ہیڈ فار اللہ رب العزت اینڈ ٹیکنگ دا ڈیپ سائی ٹو تھنک that how is it that Allah has sent us in this world, Allah has given us a heart, and we don't have the pain of the love of Allah in our heart, then what kind of a person that is? You got the pain and worry of everything else, but we don't have the love of Allah, and we don't have the worry that Allah must be happy with us. Then Hazrat says that, what kind of a heart is that? So, beautifully Hazrat mentions, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah has created us as insan, ashraful makhlukat, to grant us the best of ni'mat and the greatest ni'mat. And the greatest ni'mat is the enjoyment of both the worlds. And a person will only get the enjoyment of both the worlds when you got the worry of the love of Allah. When a person has the worry of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all the time he'll be concerned and worried that is Allah happy with me or not? And am I obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And this worry, it can't come on its own into the heart of a person. The system of Allah ta'ala is, Allah has sent the man of Allah, and Allah has put His love in their heart. So if you sit in there in company with the intention of gaining this love of Allah, and so beautifully Hazrat has termed it as the gham, as the worry. But this is that worry that will take away all other worries. And you won't really have worry in your heart. But you will have that concern that is Allah happy with me or not. And this we can only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the righteous, pious servant. And we can't make enough shukr. Allah has granted us these mubarak majalis to learn how to get this love of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person will get an idea what is enjoyment of life. Otherwise today people are looking for enjoyment of life in some business, in some title, in some position, in some resource, etc. And you'll never get it there because it doesn't lie there. Just get the drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see the friends of Allah, they look like simple people. But what enjoyment they have in life, we can't imagine. No matter what conditions come, what halat comes, they don't get overtaken by the halat. They are also human beings, they also have pain, etc. But they have this connection with Allah ta'ala, so their enjoyment of life is something else. And then the real enjoyment of life we'll see in Akhirat. So Hazrat says, when a person works towards this and start coming in the company of the friends of Allah, build a connection with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize that aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil nahi. That, oh Allah, if you desire me, oh Allah, it is only your kindness. If you allow me to come in this Mubarak Majlis, you allow me to come in your house, I am not worth a speck. I am the most filthiest person on the face of the earth. And you are Subhan, you are totally pure. And you allow me to take your name. Oh Allah, it is only your kindness. A person will never think that I make a lot of zikr. I make tahajjud, I attend the majlis, it is only and solely the kindness and the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentions very clearly that Wallahul Ghani, that Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. But Allah together with being independent, Allah is Zul Rahmah. Allah is an embodiment of mercy. So it is only the mercy of Allah that Allah Ta'ala allows us to be His slaves, to be His servants. Allah Ta'ala allows us to bow down in front of Allah in no way whatsoever. So a person have the idea that I'm doing a favor to Allah. No way whatsoever. It is only the mercy, the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And where will we realize this? Sohbati ahle dil jisne paayi na ho. Uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. A person who didn't sit in the company of the people who have got hearts. Everybody have got hearts. But really, those people who have got hearts, who has brought Allah in their heart. And everybody else like myself, we got every other worry in our heart. Worry of business, worry of position, worry of name and fame, whatever the case may be, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Then Hazrat says, then that person, he hasn't got a heart. And he hasn't really got worry. He doesn't know what's worry. Because everything now will be his worry. And you see, he falls into depression. And then he's going to all the wrong people for treatment, psychologists, and all these type of people who will put you in more worry. And then worse, you'll get involved in taking all different types of antidepressants, and you'll get more worry. So Hazrat says that, come to the Ahle Dil, the people who have got the love of Allah, and come with an open heart. Never ever think that, oh, last week in the majlis we heard this. So no, come with an empty heart, that whatever love is in the heart of the servant of Allah, the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if one speck of that can enter my heart, then a person will realize that what is the value of life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and realize that the sohbat, the company of the Ahlullah is no ordinary thing. This is something that will protect our iman. And this is something our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. That Hakimul Ummad Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when you build your connection with the Ahlullah, then inshallah you might commit some errors also. You might make mistakes in life, but continuously you'll make tawbah and you'll get the tawfiq to leave this world with iman. Because here you will learn what is the enjoyment of iman, which is called halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. Unfortunately today myself, I have the spiritual disease. I don't get enjoyment in tilawat. I don't get enjoyment in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Because like a person who's got problems with his taste buds, he's just eating food. He's not enjoying it. So like myself, just as a routine, we make our salah, we make our zikr, but we don't get that real enjoyment. So because we got the spiritual disease, we can't taste the enjoyment of tilawat, the enjoyment of listening to tilawat, the enjoyment of listening to zikr and then making zikr. This is only the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is why Allah has brought us here to learn this great love of Allah and this great ni'mat which we should be making dua daily. That, oh Allah, let my heart become full of your worry and concern that how I can please you. Then a person will be cautious where he goes, which majlis. It might look like a deeni majlis also. But Hazrat says, jis jagah aapka kurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. That way I don't get your love and I don't feel the pain of your love, O Allah. Whichever gathering it might be. It might be even a deeni gathering. It might be a big jalsa also. But you don't feel the pain of the love of Allah in that gathering. It can be maybe a station people think they're going closer to Allah. But that won't be my station. I won't attend such gatherings. In other words, connect yourself to the Ahlullah, one wali of Allah, and then color yourself in the color of that wali. Then you won't have to ask, must I go to this majlis, must I go to that majlis. Otherwise today, unfortunately, a person wants to be in every gathering, every majlis, and worse, if we are following majlis and bayans on YouTube and on those things, and a person thinks that you're benefiting, Hazrat says that is not our station. You are not reaching Allah Ta'ala. You are just fooling yourself. And then further Hazrat mentions, Ghayre haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, tere ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. What is that thing that will block us from getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That a person who connects his heart to anything besides Allah, he might be making ibadat also, he might be involved in efforts of deen also, but he's still worried of the scores, he's still worried about, so worried of all the politics, worried of all the different types of, all the conspiracies that are going on. A person wants to read all this. Hazrat says, you attach your heart to anything besides Allah, which is the truth. And from here we learn that truth is not numbers. Truth is what is absolutely the command of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, if you attach yourself to your heart to anything besides Allah, then in no way a person can be caring the beautiful love of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. You won't know what, you won't have an idea what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will know all current affairs, but you won't know the real thing, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah has created us. And that is why Allah has given us the heart. The heart is the king of the body. So that's supposed to be the palace of the king of kings. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah give us tawfiq that we come here to learn how to bring Allah in this heart. And then a person will be making dua, and a person will be totally contented. Aapka hu, main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That Allah, I'm only yours. I only enjoy your company. I'm not anybody else's. I don't want any leila, I don't want any woman or any entertainment or any enjoyment of this world, because there's no enjoyment in this world. Especially if it's haram, then a person is totally living in a fool's paradise, that you're getting enjoyment. Like our Shaykh says, you're in Jahannam and you don't know you're in Jahannam. How sad is that person? So, when a person realizes, my direction, wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad, I only have got one object to gain the love of Allah. And I can get it from one Shaykh, one love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will realize that Allah made me, so I'm only for Allah. I'm not worried of any name and fame. I'm not worried of any entertainment. Anything in this world, that should not affect me. My concern and worry should be, am I becoming Allah? Am I feeling closeness with Allah Rabbul Izzat? And then Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, from all the experience of gaining the love of Allah and a wali of Allah of such high caliber, giving us this example, giving us this great nasihat, at the top of his voice, Hazrat is saying, Keh raha hai ye akhtar bibangi tuhal, behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahir nahi. Hazrat says that I'm saying this at the top of my voice, that is babangi tuhal, people who are hitting the drums and announcing that, listen, you hear the noise of the drum, people run towards those haram entertainments. Hazrat says that, listen to the plea of my heart. I went through this journey of gaining the love of Allah. And what a love of Allah Ta'ala Hazrat was, we can't imagine. Every minute, just talking of Allah's love. Any, even on the Dastur Khan, Hazrat can't stop talking of the love of Allah. Laying on his bed, he used to talk of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat used to say, remember, when you fall into the ocean of the love of Allah ta'ala, then you'll just swim and there's no shore of that. You'll just enjoy it all the time. You get one drop of the love of Allah, which is real, the greatest ni'mat. A person will want more and more. Then with enjoyment and relish, we will come to such majalis to gain the idea of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, out of his extreme kindness, grant me and all of us, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Kitab of Mawlana Ash-Shabali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin. This 11th chapter, regarding steadfastness in salah. Right here, the Quran Sharif also commands that if the danger of the enemy making a sudden attack is imminent, the Muslim army should split up into groups. One group should perform salat while the other group fights on or guard. After one group has performed salah, the other group will come to salah, while the first group will go into confrontation with the enemy. The salah has to be performed on the battlefield. Under such dangerous conditions, differs to some extent from the normal salat in method of performance of the rakat. The method of performing salat in dangerous circumstances is described in the books of fiqh. The point to observe and reflect on here is that even in the most dangerous of times, permission to delay the salat is not granted. This shows the importance of salah in the life of the Muslim. You're fighting on a battlefield, and even that time you cannot deny your salat, but you must divide the army into half-half. Perform one will perform salah, the other one will perform salah. Number 5, in certain circumstances, example sickness, non-availability of water, etc., one is not able to utilize water to achieve the state of purity. However, notwithstanding such circumstances, the Quran does not grant permission to delay performance of salah until one is able to acquire the state of taharat by means of water. For this, the Quran orders that tayammum be made. By means of tayammum, Allah Ta'ala bestows on us the state of purity. Hence, salat has to be executed at its proper time. There is no permission to postpone the salah. The Quran orders that if one is unable to stand and perform salah due to illness or weakness, one has to sit and perform salah. If the sickness and weakness are such that even sitting is not possible, then salah has to be performed while laying down, and ruku and sajda shall be made by means of signs. But permission to delay salah is not granted. Now, one important masala, which generally people are very negligent, is sitting and performing salah. The Sharia says that only a person can perform salah while sitting if he cannot make sajda at all in the least. But if there is some taklif and difficulty and he can go into sajda, then he must make the sajda. That's one Mufsa was telling me just 2 days ago or 3 days ago. He told on brother that you have to read. He said, I feel a bit of difficulty. He said, but the difficulty, you must, it doesn't matter if there's a little bit of difficulty. So he started performing salah. Now he's standing and performing salah. I saw him myself. He said, 2 years of his salahs, I don't know if the last 2 years he's been sitting on a chair and reading just because of a bit of pain. So we should take our masalas first to the muftis and ask them that does my situation demand I sit on a chair? The last resort, a person can sit on a chair. Otherwise, he must sit on the floor rather also and perform salah. Only if a person cannot sit on the floor, he cannot make sajda, then permission is given as a last resort to sit on the chair. So unfortunately, in our masjid, many places, people are just sitting on the chairs. It's becoming more common. Whereas the fuqaha has given this like the last resort, but there's nothing remaining thereafter for a person to sit on a chair. So we should please find out this masail properly. Our first salah especially should not be destroyed because of our weakness not finding out the masail properly. We are just reading salah like this. So it will say salah is the salient and most outstanding feature of Islam. It is the distinguishing factor between kufr and iman. All the ulama unanimously aver that if the kafir whom none has heard proclaiming the kalima performs salah, it is incumbent to regard him as a Muslim. The zakat, although it is of fundamental importance, is not an salient and an open sign of Islam, as salat is. Number 6, the Quran in Majid, while mentioning a group of the Anbiya alayhi salam and the corrupt people who came after them, says, after them, such corrupt persons were born who destroyed salat. They destroyed the salah. Soon they will be in akhirat. They will in the akhirat see the punishment for the destruction of salah. This ayat sounds a grave warning of terrible punishment for those who neglect and ruin the institution of salah. The Quran Sharif commands, order your family to perform salah, and you yourself be steadfast on it. In the first instance, the command is directed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in general applies to all believers. From this command, we realize that when even the great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not excused from salah, then to a very greater degree, the command will be applicable to us. We also learn from the ayat that while we have to be steadfast in the observance of salah, it devolves as an incumbent duty upon us to ensure that we inculcate the proper observance of salah in our families and in our dependents also. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make aman.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafir. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just as Maulana explained one important point with regard to our qaza namazes. We should try and read all our qaza namazes. One brother, an alim, who is handicapped also from overseas, has written that he has become conscious when he was young and he did not make his namazes, the qaza namazes. So just for our inspiration, he says he's making 170 qaza namazes a day. Now that is, he finds it also very hard, so he wrote, he's sort of not being managing to do his other tilawat, to see to his family, etc. That is now, we should do, if we do five namazes a day, our qaza, but we must become conscious of all our qaza namazes, whatever we have got. And many times, now Allah made it, we grew old, we became conscious of deen, we are making all our namazes, but we seem to forget that sort of, that ghaflat, unmindfulness overtakes us. And when we were young, at the age of 15, at those days, like standard 5, standard 7, etc., a school, perhaps we were not regular with our namazes. Unfortunately, that's a condition with almost all of us. We were not conscious of our namazes. Perhaps still when we got married also, even after that, then, so those namazes, they are still a responsibility. We are owing those namazes. And to get the favors of Allah Ta'ala, we have to clear that debt. As long as that debt is there, then the favors of Allah Ta'ala, we are blocking it. So Allah give us tawfiq. In the same way with our rozas also. If we have any qaza rozas, though perhaps generally, all of us, perhaps namaz we were not so particular, but rozas we kept. But if there are any qaza rozas, then perhaps if we broke a farz roza, that also happened with many people who are at college, school, etc. And just for no reason, just with friends, etc. And we broke a roza, then the kafara is also 60 rozas consecutive. And nothing difficult. It's just a matter of taking the courage and Allah makes it easy. We just determine, I want to do it. It looks like an impossible task. But we just start and Allah makes it easy. And then we can finish our qaza namazes also we work out and they work, the figures are so big. But just start, even five namazes a day and speak to the ulama, ask how to do it. It's not difficult. And Allah gives barakat, Allah makes it easy. And when a person is relieved, he will feel it himself, how nice he feels. So all our qaza namazes, etc., Allah give us tawfiq. Also together with that, we did mention, we'll just again repeat also, that one Trinidadian lady at the age of, passed away at the age of 83 recently. And just a little bit, we'll give it a bit more in detail, it will benefit just for our encouragement to get us also to do, to practice upon deen and have that jazbah. And also at the same time, let us understand, Allah has kept His choice servants, woman, man, old, young, in the whole world. Wherever it can be, it seems the things look so bleak, but there are those servants of Allah everywhere who in their way are serving Allah Ta'ala and great ibadat they are doing. She was like an ordinary woman, nobody would really like think about her also. And her granddaughter relates the incident. She says that when she was later in her life, she explained about her young days, her first child, when the child was born, and this she explained that how she had control over her nafs and how hard working she was. She was working in a rice field And from there she went and gave birth. Usually for us, we know our ladies, we are so like sensitive, nazuk, that we will be pampered so much. And she gave birth, and the next day with the baby on her back, she was back working again. Which we will normally not even allow our girls to do. But so much of control she had and hard working she was. She explains also when she was about 10 years old or something, then she was reading Quran Sharif in the light of a little lamp that was burning with paraffin, kerosene, and it tipped and her bed caught fire. Her father ran in to save her, and miraculously father was shocked, and over he repeats, how can this be? How can this be? The fire made a circle around her. She was 100% safe. The Quran Sharif was 100% safe. All the other things were burning. So these are clear signs, and this should give us encouragement on our deen. Then she was working from home. She was some work she was doing 8 hours a day. And when she reached the age of about 60, then more she became devoted to Allah Ta'ala. And she worked for 8 hours a day till the age of 80. And with that, all her namazes, with all salatul tasbih daily, her chast, ishraq, awwabin, tahajjud, all her nafil namazes. From there we can easily gauge that all her faradh also, how much she, when she was so pabund and regular with her nafal, then with her faradh, how much she must be. And Quran Sharif tilawat, when she reached the age of about 60, she got cataract in the eyes, and then she was very worried. So she told them, my biggest worry is not that the losing of my eye, but the losing of my tilawat of Quran Sharif. She wasn't hafidha. What is going to happen? But Allahu Akbar. She says that I saw a miracle. My eyes became weaker, but Allah gave me tawfiq of doubling my tilawat. I was reading one supara a day, I made it 2. Then I made it 4. And close towards the end, 10 suparas a day. And she said that this realization, Allah put it in our hearts also, to see we need our eyes. This is a sabab, a means Allah has made. But she says, I saw that Allah is not in need of the sabab. Though my eyes were becoming weaker, I was reading more Quran Sharif. And with all that other ibadat of hers, all her tasbihat and everything, reading all the surahs, Yasin, Tabarakalladhi, Alif Lam, Mim, Sajda, and really we have to see where we stand. And this is a lady, she was doing this. She says also that in her life she lost her parents also. She lost her husband also. She lost her children also. Quite a few. But with all this, whenever she should speak to the children, in her broken language, English, she should say, Trinidadian language, she would say, Allah wish, whatever Allah wish, we accept. So this tafweed is also a great, great thing. And then, she, at the age of about 80 or so, she got cancer in the brain. Whatever level it was or whatever. And when they used to ask her, she used to say, Allah, this is from also from Allah. We accept it. And she wasn't worried really about it. And the doctors were totally baffled when they asked her any pain. She said, no pain whatsoever. They asked her how. She said, barakat of Quran Sharif. Allah give us also tawfiq to read Quran Sharif. And especially now with Ramadan coming, let us make our resolution that how much we're going to increase in our tilawat of Quran Sharif. See a lady of 80, at the age of 88 hours of dunya's work she was doing. And in that also encouraging everyone about speaking about Allah. How merciful Allah is, how kind Allah Ta'ala is, how great Allah is. All the time she should tell the people she comes in contact with. And her own ibadat was of this nature. And this granddaughter of hers explains that some years ago she was going on a journey, so she went and meet her. So her grandmother asked her, how much Quran Sharif you read? So she was not really perhaps, so she, I was just playing around with words and that. I think I will try, I'll see, I will start and that. Then with love and what kindness she told her, "My beloved, read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, you will see," she says, "I saw." This is now in her way she explained that whatever I desired to eat before I turn the page, Allah sends it to me. Who I want to meet before I turn the page. In other words, very soon Allah makes it, that person comes and I meet that person. So this is all the barakat of the Quran Sharif. And also with regard to Durood Sharif, so many instances written that Durood Sharif is really love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person will read Durood if he has got love. And if a person wants the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is through and through love. And the more we will read, and we will see the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come. The love of the sunnahs will come. The love of deen will come into a person. A person's life will change with the barakat of Durood Sharif. So whatever we can, tilawat of Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif, Tawbah Istighfar, all these are very, very great things. We are here at the beginning of Sha'aban, and we see that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala starts beautifying Jannat. Jannat is so beautiful. Every year Allah beautifies it more. And a person, Allah give us tawfiq also, that the ayats of the Quran about the namas of Jannat and the description of Jannat, what namas there are in Jannat, that we read these ayats. And that urge comes into us, and it will come. That's such a beautiful place. Who won't want to be there? Everyone will want to be there. So when this will come, automatically this dunya's attractions will go away from us. At the moment, because we are not looking at the life of Jannat, what Allah has kept there, what namat, then dunya has got, then we want more properties, we want our houses to be more smart, to be shining, our gardens we are worried about. As Maulana Abrar al-Haqtab rahmatullah Ali used to say, that a person wants a beautiful garden. More important is our Quran Sharif must be beautiful. Our ibadat must be beautiful. So more our deen we must have in interest. And the more we will see Jannat and the things that will lead to Jannat, then those things will become desirous. Then the love of dunya will become less in our heart. And if we don't look at that, and only dunya, until more our gaze is there, then we will just be worried of this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And also one very important thing the Quran Sharif explains, the Bani Israel, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah explains that there were Allah gave him a government that in which he ruled over the humans also, over the jinn also, over the birds and the animals also, over the wind, everything. Allah gave him such a government. لا ينبغي لأحد من بعده. He made dua to Allah. And also that's very important to realize here, Allah had given this all on as a favor of Allah. But an outward sabab, Allah says that اعملوا آل داود الشكرى. That the family of Dawood alayhi salam made lot of shukr, the amal of shukr. So Allah was so happy and Allah gave them so much of this dunya. But that did not make them unmindful of the akhirah. So anyway, they ruled over all this, and nobody ever has got such a government after that. Until Qiyamah, nobody will get a government like that. What Allah gave to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that he ruled over the winds also, over the animals also, over the jinnat also. So the jinn and insan were all living together. The jinn, in them, they are the righteous ones also, and the evil ones. And the evil ones are what we call the shayateen, the evil ones. So they should do a lot of jadu. And because of that, yeah, Allah Ta'ala explained that they started when they did not read the Torah. And by Allah Ta'ala, this is the point which is very important for us, for all our whole life, for all of us. And especially now for Ramadan, that if we don't engage in reading Quran Sharif, we will, it's not a vacuum, that place stays empty. We will get involved in other things. Those people got involved in all the jadu which the shayateen were teaching, and all that evil things which they have to read, and all the wrong things. We get involved with the cell phone, and we get involved, today perhaps nobody reads novels, but in some film we watch now. Now we are all the time on our WhatsApp. What messages are coming? What messages are going? All these things we get involved in. So if we, this is the thing. If we don't do the right, we will get involved in the wrong. And that wrong goes to such an extent that the Bani Israel, na'uzu billah, to this extent that they accused Sulaiman alayhi salam that he's doing jadu. He was a pure person. Wama kafara Sulaiman. Allah makes it clear. So this also happens when we don't do the right thing, we do the wrong, we justify ourselves as right, and we find fault in the man of righteousness, the Nabi of Allah. They accused him of jadu. And they were still convinced we are in the right. This is what happens. A person's mind becomes so corrupt. And this we see openly. How many people are on open misguidance, but they are convinced we are right, and they regard the other people as totally wrong. And so it's very important that we occupy ourselves. And Allah gave us our deen to be occupied with our deen. Our five times namaz. Now with Ramadan, we should try our best. Our other qadai umri, start it now. Later start in Ramadan, whenever, as soon as possible. Start with our nawafil. Start making nafil namaz. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our durood Sharif, our tawbah, there's so much to do. And when we do that, there won't be time to do wrong. As somebody wrote to a sheikh, and he said that, I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. Sheikh wrote back, it's not that you're not getting time, the importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. How important it is to read Quran Sharif. How important it is to read Durood Sharif. To read third kalima. To read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. And these are really the great, great treasures of Allah Ta'ala. To make two rakats of nafal namaz. What a great ni'mat from Allah. And when a person makes anything, any ibadat, even just reading our 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, there is absolutely no doubt the whole world cannot equal to one Subhanallah. And yeah, we read it 33 all together, our tasbihat, 100 times we read. It's such a great thing, the whole world can never equal this. So if that reality comes into us, and what greater time can be than the month of Ramadan? When the Quran Sharif says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, what a great, what an auspicious month. What the season has come, what the time has come. Really, our heart should be, just imagine Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who did not desire this dunya at all, and who did not have trust in the life of this dunya, and was always eager to meet with Allah, and was engaged with Allah all the time. But 2 months before, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is also making dua, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Let us reach Ramadan. With a desire to reach, because what an occasion is coming. Allah give us that tawfiq. And if we have to die in between, when we had that desire for Ramadan, then alhamdulillah we will still get that, but to be actually doing the amal, how great isn't that? So the whole of Ramadan, our whole life is so valuable, and our life is not for this dunya, not to make our gardens and our holidays and go for holidays and going to resorts and going to see animals and passing our time in all other useless pursuits. Also with regard to the Bani Israel, yeah, Allah Ta'ala said they started doing those things in which not only there was no benefit, in which there is harm. Then a person gets involved in ghibat in the month of Ramadan, the ghibat of ulama, the ghibat of pious people. How dangerous things we don't fall into. What Ramadan was for and what we went and make out of it. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that destruction says Ameen on the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam for that person who finds Ramadan and did not get his forgiveness done. In other words, forgiveness is so easy in Ramadan. But if we got involved in other things on our phone in Ramadan, we got involved in backbiting, in fighting with people, and the test will come. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Test will come. The wife will say something. Now we go into an argument with her. Where we are to be making tilawat, where our hearts are to be in the zikr of Allah. Now even while we are arguing, we are arguing. While we are not arguing, we still argue. In our minds we are arguing now. In namaz we are arguing. In tilawat we are getting our answers ready. And we are getting our arguments ready. And in this our time is going. And we are so unmindful of it. Ramadan after Ramadan is going. And fortunate is that person as soon as possible in his young age. MashaAllah, if we read about the Sahaba, and till today there are those people, young, 15, 16 years old, 18 years, and they are so involved in deen. And they've got such a love for deen, such a passion, even in these times, which are so dark times. But there are those people who are present and who are devoted towards the deen. Allah, let us also become like them. From here, take a lesson also. Suddenly will the time come when our lights will go off. Yeah, the lights came on again. When our lights will go off, and if our amal of deeds are not there, then what will be our life? And in the qabr, if we have to go and there is only darkness there, no light of, if we didn't do those amal, we went there, instead of Quran Sharif, we were on the smartphone. Instead of zikr, we were making ghibat. All that, then what will be our condition in the qabr? And that is not going to be, this was just a few seconds, not even half a minute. And it has an effect on us. Then what will be our condition in the qabr? And that life of the qabr which will carry on and on. So Allah has given us, and this wonderful occasion of Ramadan which is coming. So for that, in the month of Rajab which is passed, our namazes we try and get in order. And try and improve and correct our namazes. And see to our qaza namazes. We are still very far from talking of the concentration in namaz. Allah give us tawfiq that our namazes we look on not just as a duty but more as a great gift from Allah. And from any aspect we look at namaz. But just that we make five times a namaz and Allah is giving us the sawab of 50 namazes a day. For 50 namazes it means full time we are in namaz. Without doing that, Allah is giving us the sawab of 50 if we make our five times namaz. So how much more shouldn't we try and make our namazes correct? The month of Sha'ban, the highlight of it is Shabi Bara'at, the night of freedom, the night of salvation, the night of being set free from the fire of Jahannam. And according to riwayat, Allah sets so many people free from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, to become clean for the month of Ramadan. And then when a person goes clean in every way, he goes clean into the month of Ramadan, and he has got the desire and urge for the month of Ramadan, how much won't that person benefit? There are those people with Ramadan coming, who look forward to it eagerly. May Allah make us all among them. There are those people that Ramadan makes no difference, whether it is Ramadan or whether it is any other month. It doesn't make. And Allah save us all particularly from those people that Ramadan is coming and a month of burden is coming. Now I have to keep rozas now. Now all the, it's like a hardship on a person. Allah save us from that. And Allah make us of those people that look forward to the month of Ramadan. And we try and do as much as we can in the month of Ramadan. And really to see our progress, our spiritual progress in all matters is that a person, he starts making afsos, being sorrowful how I spend my Ramadan. And we look at young people, they've got the opportunity. We have gone old, we can't get up properly, we can't sit properly. They can still do so much. And they have the opportunity that if only when I was young, I could have done more. So we feel sorry about that. And what we are doing, we realize I'm still not doing enough. And I'm still not doing it right also. And we fear that are my amal accepted or not. Is my iman in order? Is my Islam in order? Is my income, my money, is it pure, clean? My wuzu, is it correct? My istinja, is it correct? My namazas, are they correct? We have this fear. And all the time, that is the sign that we are progressing. But if we are content and we feel that I'm doing more than enough, and we say that now, how much more must I do now? That I'm doing more than enough, then that is not a good sign. Or that I've done so much, I've kept rosas for so many years, I've made so many years namazas, now I have to retire. And now I can take it easy. As Maulana was explaining, Allah reward him. Very, very important also, that namazas also, without necessity to sit and read namaz is not permissible. Till a person can stand and he can make his ruku, sajda, even if he is going through little pain, not little, he can manage it. When he can't manage it, then it is a different thing. Today it has become also this because the actual namaz is not spoken about. And the faraiz of namaz, standing in namaz, is a faraz. Today we will find, even in the aeroplane, especially Muslim airlines, Muslim countries airlines, the hostess will also give you the masala. You can sit in your seat and you can be facing in the wrong direction and you can make your namaz. They will also give us the masala. So how many people give the masala that you must sit and make namaz now. Not necessary to stand. No, speak to the mufti and then say, otherwise we are making amilatun nasiba, making efforts, sweating also, wiping the sweat also, but all in vain. Allah protect us. If we are, masail are also very important. Allah Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah Ali said, for najat, salvation, knowledge of masail is absolutely necessary. And acquiring the knowledge, learn from kitabs, and just going to a mufti and asking me a masala. We thought, I'm coming today to the majlis, I'll meet mufti sahab there, I'll ask him this masala. From the time you left from home, you are a student of deen. And all the birds and the fish and everything is busy making dua for you. Ulama have written, it is not just that student who's registered in a Darul Uloom and who's going to learn. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, just saw this malfoos. A person who is engaged in any effort of deen and making the effort for deen to come alive. So you make an effort to be, deen must come in my life, we're coming to the majlis. Or we are making effort, we're sitting here. Or any other effort we're going out to give bayans, etc., we will be count amongst the mujahideen. Because the mujahideen effort is to bring deen alive. So this, and today, for us, we are sitting in comfortable cars. Where we go, the hospitality is over the limit. And everywhere people are not chasing us away. Where other places you go, people don't want you to come there. You are not welcome. But today Allah has made it so easy. And still we don't do a little bit work of deen in our families, that we talk a little bit about deen. And we have that the whole of deen must come alive. But that istidad, that capability is not there. So we just speak lightly, just about a few little aspects. By Allah, we will get the reward of that making with you jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has really made it so easy. And this ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the hadith we read the fadail of this ummah. And Allah, without us asking, without us knowing, without us thinking, we were born in Muslim homes. Allah gave us Islam, gave it to us in the plate. Really, what a ni'mat to be in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Really, to have the treasure of Iman. all the world, the corporate world, all the political world, the parliaments and the big meetings they're having, and all the protocols they're having, and 21 gun salute and whatever else, all these things, what is it in front of the smallest part of deen? Just to be gathered here, just to read our namaz, to read subhanallah, to say astaghfirullah, really Allah give us, and Allah, and the value of iman, that Allah gave us this iman, the greatest thing, and we should really make effort that we die with this iman, have this worry, and to appreciate this iman, to die with this iman, and that we raise up, we wake up on the day of Qiyamah with this iman, and Allah put us in Jannah with this iman. May Allah give us the tawfiq this month of Ramadan, these duas also, Allah give us tawfiq to read these duas also, the barakat of Rajab and Shaban, to reach Ramadan, to be safe for the month of Ramadan. Today, how many people, and every year we see, before as Ramadan comes, now there is COVID also, but besides that, every year, lot of people we see before Ramadan passing away. We didn't reach Ramadan. So we don't know. And then, that to keep Ramadan safe for us, conducive, the environment is that we can make ibadah. We are not involved in some court case. We are not lying in a hospital. We are not somewhere in a rehab or something. That Allah makes it that we are going for namazes, we are getting our tarawih, we are making our tilawat, things are going smooth for us, for that we have to make, and that Allah accepts from us. And if the Ramadan, the barakat of it carries on, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.